Warning. We tried to keep the COVID-19 stories to a minimum, but that shit's everywhere. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, April the 14th, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up this week in episode 150,
Florida Man teaches a class of 8th graders an unscheduled anatomy lesson.
Florida woman finds a unique way to isolate from her neighbors while walking her dogs.
A Florida restaurant manager added insult to injury when she fired her staff.
And Joe Exotic might just get his revenge on that bitch Carol Baskin after all.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Well, here we are. Is this our second week of doing this?
Yes.
Second week in isolation, quarantine. Mm-hmm. You named your studio. You have a new house.
And I do have a new house.
And are you in the AKA studio now, or is this in your bedroom?
No, this is in the living room.
Living room. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if it echoes a little bit, I can't really tell how this is going to sound yet. But yeah, if it echoes a little bit, it's because there's absolutely no furniture or anything to absorb the sound in this room just yet.
We call that in the music world, reverb.
Yes. Yes. A lot of reverb.
Echo. I just wanted to add that from a technical standpoint here.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, man. That's what I'm here
Appreciate
for.
That.
So what have you been doing this week to entertain yourself? You're still working, right, from home?
So still working from home. Yeah.
Are you putting in a full 8 hours a day?
Sometimes a little bit more. So yeah, we're still plugging along, but, in the evenings we've been moving slowly but surely out of storage and into the house. We're trying to get everything, moved in from storage into the garage first. Cause we don't, you don't ever know if there's hitchhikers along with your stuff, but, so we're unpacking in the garage and then moving it into the house. And yeah, so. Doing laundry, washing the stuff, running the dishes through the dishwasher, and then putting them away. And
that sounds thrilling, Joel.
It's exciting. Yeah, but next weekend we're going to be moving all the furniture and stuff in. So,
you're not sleeping there now?
No, there's literally the only furniture in the house right now is the desk that I moved here, so I could work in peace and quiet during the day, and a folding table that we've got set up in the dining room area so that we can actually eat while we're here.
I see. Okay. And have you named your little studio to be, or have you come up with a name for it, or is this a Shady Side Media Location 2?
No, I haven't really thought about it because mine's Southern Audio.
Yeah.
So, it might be, yeah, Shady Side Studios, or we have, Danny's waving at us, signed in as Steve. Hey Danielle. So I still have to put up some insulation and drywall and put up some soundproofing in the shed. But, once that's done, that's going to be the studio.
All righty. So what activities have you been working on this week, with the family to pass the time?
Unpacking.
Other than moving, unpacking. That's what you got?
Yeah, pretty much sweating and unpacking and then, going to the current house just to crash at night.
Yeah, I think the low point for me was when I resorted to, I had actually two low points. I cut the grass out from around the sprinkler heads in our yard and mm-hmm. put risers on them to raise them up so they would, that took a whole day. That was fun. And then I also did, finally after a year and a half, I fixed the, light globe on top of the mailbox.
You were saying that.
I finally fixed that. That was good.
Yeah.
I was excited about that.
I'm sure your HOA is happy about that finally.
Yeah. Yep. Planted some bulbs, more bulbs. I got going to have a lot of really cool caladiums coming in. So I got that going for me.
Cool.
Yeah. That's about it. Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm bored as fuck.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
I just need to go somewhere. I've got to do something soon. I'm not going to make it, man.
Yeah. Well, between
this whole, now I know how, what's his name felt on when he got deserted on the island.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Yeah, I know how he feels now.
At least you got, you know, the ladies in your life to keep you company.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that. All right. We got to, I'm going to do better. I'm going to catch another wind, another second wind here and try to get out of my funk and get through this one tonight. A little bit of humor as best we can in this troubled times. So, you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
All right. Story number one comes to us from clickorlando.com. Florida man hacks into eighth grade class during Zoom call and exposes himself. Yep.
That's,
I didn't know they were having class right now.
Well, yeah, some of the schools, they've got the
August Zoom class. Learning. So they're doing virtual classes, and he must have got the login from one of his a kid or something, and decided to.
No, see, that's one of the bad things about Zoom, and I think they've now changed this since this sort of thing has been happening. This isn't the only time this has happened, but basically, every user gets with Zoom, they get a room code. And it reuses that room code, or at least it was. So all you basically
unique.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. It's a unique ID to you, but every single one of your calls uses it. So if somebody posts up a screenshot and they don't blur out that code, next time you're on a call, anybody who saw that screenshot can get right into that call.
Oh, I see.
And Zoom also has a way where if you don't set up your meeting settings, the default is anybody can share any content without the leader allowing it to happen first. Like we use Microsoft Teams at work, and if you want to share your screen and you're not the meeting leader, then the meeting leader has to approve it for you to share your screen. So apparently Zoom went the other way with that, and they're rethinking their security now.
I see.
Because
a man gained access to the online learning session of an Orange County public school class and exposed himself, according to a memo from the school district.
At least they're transparent about that and letting people know what happened.
Yep. The memo, which was sent Wednesday, said that a man entered a virtual Zoom instructional session and exposed himself. Now, this is eighth graders, right?
That's what it said, yes.
Fantastic.
So, I mean, when I was in eighth grade, I'd pretty much seen it before, so.
Not from a dirty old man. How old is this dude?
I didn't see.
Well, let me get to that in a minute. Yeah. I didn't see. A Connect Orange message was sent to the parents of the eighth grade students at Wolf Lake Middle School who were affected. The Apopka Police Department confirmed they received a report related to the incident and are now actively investigating. The department has not said if a suspect has been identified, but told News 6 at this time, no arrests have been made.
That penis had a mole on it.
Yep.
What movie was that from?
To the left. I know that. I don't remember.
Porky's.
I do. Porky's, that's right. Dang it. I should have known that. I'm embarrassed.
Did you ever watch the edited for television version of Porky's?
Oh, did it back in 88 maybe, but not recently.
Yeah, they switched it to that tongue had a mole on it. Who the fuck has a mole on their tongue? that ranks right up there with the edited for TV version of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where Cameron's on the phone with Rooney and he goes, "Pardon my French, but you're an idiot."
Yeah, and the mouth doesn't match up to the words.
Oh yeah, you can totally see he's saying asshole.
Asshole, yeah.
Because asshole goes through windows when you're driving and talking to, yelling at the other drivers.
It does?
They don't have to hear you. They can see. They can read your
lips. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, the lips moving. Okay, got it. Got it, got it. I had no idea where you were going with that. The department has not said if a suspect has been identified, but told News 6 at this time, no arrests have been made. Alexis Neely told News 6 her son was in the online class room that suffered the dick. No, the hack.
You got half the letters right.
Yeah. He said that was a really weird class and disgusting, said Neely. Neely says she couldn't believe what her 14-year-old son was forced to see during his virtual math class Wednesday. He told me that when they were in class, all of a sudden a man came across a screen who was naked and exposed himself to all the kids, Neely said. She said she hopes her son never has to experience what he saw again. Oh, he will, trust me. And that she wants to see changes by the district. He said he didn't want to talk about it because he just didn't want to relive the memories or the images.
I can understand that.
Fingers crossed the other stuff they're using will be a lot better. Authorities said the school administration handled the situation, according to the memo, but no other details have been released. Zoom is not a district-supported application, and the district has strongly encouraged teachers to use district-supported applications such as Big Blue Button and Canvas for their video conferencing needs.
I've never heard of either one of those.
I hadn't heard either one of those. Blue Button.
I've heard of like WebEx and Teams and Skype.
Yeah, I never heard of Big Blue Button. Oh, well. All righty. Well, sorry about that for the kids.
Yeah, there was
Right in the middle of learning algebra, they had a pecker come across the screen.
Yeah, have you seen the other videos, like people are recording work videos where they've got the whole team on the screen and it's just like, you know, the Brady Bunch with rows and columns of people, and then one of the women in the meeting, they're all doing it from home, and she's got her camera on, she walks into her bathroom, drops trow, and sits down right in front of right on the toilet in front of everybody.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, we're not used to the stay at home work thing.
There's some getting used to with it. Story number two, Netflix's Tiger King prompts a Florida sheriff to ask for leads in the 1997 death of a Florida man. And this one's from NBCNews.com, and I'm sure those of you who've watched the Tiger King know which Florida man we're talking about. A Florida sheriff is jumping on the popularity of the Netflix series Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness to ask for new leads in the 1997 disappearance of Jack Donald Don Lewis. The true crime docuseries, which premiered on Netflix this month, revolves around the life of Oklahoma zookeeper Joseph Exotic. Not Joe Exotic, Joseph Exotic. And the events that led him to plan a murder-for-hire plot against animal rights activist Carol Baskin.
It didn't say that bitch Carol Baskin.
No, this is NBC News. They got to kind of keep
NBC.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what Joe calls her.
They could have used the word biatch. I mean, B-E-O-C-H.
Or B star 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 star
H.
Yeah. The show also explores Baskin's life, including the disappearance of her husband Don Lewis in 1997. Tiger King and its strange but true story has fascinated the internet, its success seemingly fueled by captive audience sheltering at home during the coronavirus pandemic, even catching the attention of celebrities like Kim Kardashian West.
Wow, they had to add credibility, I guess.
Yep. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister is taking advantage of the show's popularity to ask for new leads in Lewis's case. Quote, since at Netflix and hashtag COVID-19 hashtag quarantine has made hashtag Tiger King all the rage, I figured it was a good time to ask for new leads, unquote, Cronister wrote. Lewis, a multimillionaire, and Baskin were married and running a wildlife sanctuary in Tampa when he vanished in August 1997. His van was found at a Pasco County airport with the keys on the floor, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Tiger King prominently features rumors spread by Joe Exotic and others about Baskin and the disappearance of Lewis. Baskin, who reported her husband missing, told authorities that Lewis asked her to help prepare cars for transport to Costa Rica the night before he vanished. Baskin denied the rumors that she was involved in Lewis's disappearance, both in the Tiger King series and in a blog post on her Big Cat Rescue website. Quote, Don was not easy to live with, and like most couples, we had our moments, unquote, Baskin wrote. Quote, but I never threatened him, and I certainly had nothing to do with his disappearance, unquote. Baskin, who has since remarried, has never been charged in relation to Lewis's disappearance, and the case remains open. So what do you think, Phil? You've seen Tiger King, haven't you?
I have seen a few of them. I've seen four maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, a little strange. Mm-hmm.
You think she did it?
But do I think she did it? Oh hell yeah!
You see,
now I don't think she fed him the tigers, but I think
she'd have to coat them in sardine oil or something.
Yeah, she definitely had something to do with it, but I don't think she fed him to the lions.
Well, I was listening to the Murder Squad podcast this week, and they talked about this case, and there's a lot that got left out of the Tiger King about that case, and I guess he had a lot of shady dealings and was involved with some people who might not want to see him stay around. But he also had a butler and a girlfriend and a mansion in Costa Rica that that was allegedly where he was headed to.
So I either think she did it or he just vanished.
Yeah.
And he did a really good job.
I'm done with your crazy ass.
Disappeared.
Gone.
The thing I find most disturbing of the whole Tiger King thing is I have Sirius satellite radio in my vehicle, and I listen to it at home too. Mm-hmm. And enjoy the Octane channel, that's a good rock channel. They played one of the Tiger King the songs from that show.
Did they play the metal version of it?
Oh no, it wasn't the metal.
His original.
It was the original, the slow country one.
Okay.
But he didn't sing them.
No. He didn't somebody do else sing them.
And that actually showed up on Octane. Come on. You go from Five Finger Death Punch to that.
To hear Kitty, whatever it's called, right?
Right. No.
No, but there is a metal version, metal cover version somebody recorded of that song. So that's actually, it's a good song.
It just doesn't belong with Octane. Sorry, I can't quit yawning. I'm awake.
Exhausted from all your
planting. And sprinkler. And yeah, I'm exhausted from boredom, Joel.
I've been there. Not lately, but
I don't know what there's literally hardly anything else left to fix at the house except the garage. I got to work on the garage where I poked my hole. I fell through the ceiling and I didn't fall through. I poked my foot through the ceiling in the garage while in the attic. I guess I could fix that tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm running out of shit to do, man.
Have you switched all your light switches over to Alexa? I know because
I don't have Alexa. We use Siri. We're Apple.
Oh, okay. Have you
so Siri already controls all the lights.
All the lights, but have you switched all your switches and all the outlets too? Or
no, I don't need the outlets. I just do everything on ours is the bulbs.
Okay.
So we use the Hue system, Philips Hue lights, and then they're all tied into a hub, which ties in. Yeah, you sit there and tell. Hey, Siri, I ain't going to say it now because there she went.
Hey, chick in the box.
Just to confirm, you'd like to call Joshua Lewis.
Mobile? Negative. No.
Who would you like to call?
No one.
Sorry, I'm having trouble with the connection.
Oh, please, for God's sake, here we go.
Cancel.
Cancel. Go. God dang it. Cancel.
Here's some information.
No, I don't need anything about a cat. I know what a cat is. For crying out loud.
She heard you talking about Tiger King.
All right, let me turn that off. I had it turned off. Yeah, I can't say the HS word because that happened last week too.
Yep.
Yeah, I've already got those. We can say, yeah, turn off the bedroom lights and turn the lights turn off. You know, so we already got all that.
Yeah, we get the previous owner of the new house had that most of the switches wired for that here. So yeah, we're all hooked up to the A lady.
On story number three, our trace for our Spanish-speaking friends. This comes to us from Yahoo.com in the lifestyle section. Florida woman caught on video walking her dogs in a unicorn costume.
Unicorn.
A Florida woman is going viral for the unusual way she's decided to walk her dogs. Tiffany Roer. Who lives in the town of Bradenton has been self-quarantining amid the current global health crisis, according to Newsflare. But that doesn't mean her dogs can stay inside all day. So Roer decide, what do we say it was?
Roer.
Okay. Devised a plan to ensure the pups got fresh air while keeping distance from their neighbors. That solution, a giant inflatable unicorn costume, which she wore when walking her dogs on March the 30th. According to Roer, the idea was more of a lighthearted joke than a permanent fix.
I've seen the inflated.
I know, I would move.
I've seen the inflated, like Tyrannosaurus costumes. Those are kind of funny. But
I've seen the inflatable globes where people actually saw that on one of the news feeds that somebody, they went on a date and he walked in his globe.
Globe. Like
Earth. It was one of those big, like eight. No, it was just like a beach ball. It was like he was inside. Like
a hamster ball?
This huge, yeah, like a huge hamster
ball.
That's
funny. I bet it's 6 feet across, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't matter because he's enclosed. So, yeah, they went on a date with that. That's what he showed up to the date in. And they went walking, and he's walking in the ball.
Mm. I'm sure the date went pretty well.
Yep. Wasn't probably a lot of fooling around on that one. I wanted to have some fun, since our state was under a safer at home order, Roer told Newsflare. So I got dressed up and took my dogs for a short walk. Roer's hometown may have been under a safer at home order, but the majority of Florida had not yet followed suit at that time. That will change on April the 3rd when the entire state will. We already know that. Will Roer continued walking. Her name's Will?
No. This is the start of a question.
Sorry. I'm an idiot. Oh, fuck. I'm a dumbass. Will Roer continue to walk her dogs in the same way during that period? Only time will tell.
Well, she's got a.
See, I thought that was. That said, Will Roer.
Right, no, it's Tiffany. Actually,
it was a question. See, shouldn't they do like a question mark upside down? That's what the Spanish. That's what Spanish it is, right?
So that is a nice little feature of the Spanish language that they tell you up front when it's going to be a question.
They tell you up front if it's a question. It's upside down.
So you don't sound like a moron when you start reading a question as a statement.
We had to use the word moron, really?
Maroon? How about maroon? That's what Bugs Bunny calls them.
Fine. She had a unicorn costume.
Yeah. And it's funny there's a video on the link in the show notes if you follow it. It shows her walking down the sidewalk, two little dogs pulling on their leashes, and there's this unicorn walking and its head's just bobbing back and forth side to side. But
fantastic.
Yeah. So, you've been following the quarantine pretty well, haven't you? Have you had to go out to the store or anything for supplies, or are you pretty?
I've had to go to the, I've had to go to the, convenience store for, some cold beer, mm-hmm. Basic necessities, you know. I've had to go to the Ace Hardware.
Okay.
Can
you hear that?
Is that Poncho?
Poncho is here. You want to see him?
No. I see him. He is. Hey, Poncho. He can't hear me.
No, he can't hear shit. Even if
even if
the speakers were on, he couldn't hear it, but no, that was the Yorkie that was happening.
So yeah, I've been out very, very, very few times.
Yeah,
very few.
I've gone to Publix a couple of times. The people that are under the age of say 55, they're taking it seriously. Actually, I went to Publix this morning on my way from the old house to the new house. Everybody under the age of like 55 had a mask on. Everybody over the age of 55, they didn't care. They weren't, you know, staying 6 feet apart.
But if they had a mask on, how do you know they were under 55?
Well, you can tell by people's eyes and their hair. But yeah, it was.
So you're profiling.
I am profiling. Yes. They're not taking it seriously. They're the ones worst at, you know, with the worst prognosis if they get caught with it.
Agreed. Now, I didn't wear a mask out, but I practice my social distancing, mm-hmm. and they've got all the stores have the plexiglass windows up in front of the registers. Yep. They've got tape on the floor every 6 feet. So
yep. You know, Publix actually had they had arrows on the aisles and X's.
Yeah.
So that
one way.
Oh, yeah. Only one way down the aisle. And the old people weren't paying attention to that either.
They weren't paying attention to that.
Wrong way too. Yeah. So
you should just rammed them like head on. You're going the wrong way.
Yeah, trust me, I wanted to.
No, I have not been out, but if this goes on, I'm gonna have to start venturing out because I'm going stir crazy. I am.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Luckily, moving everything and working has taken my mind off. But
at least you have a you know something to keep you busy that you've got a task at hand. Did you see somebody posted the thing on Facebook talking about dogs? They posted the thing. It was they had a husky that was on the couch and he was trying to put him in the pen.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that video on Facebook?
Yes. They've got a whole series with that damn husky.
No, I'm not getting in there. No. That's pretty cool. Food fight! All right, now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
And this week our Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from OrlandoWeekly.com. Florida Chili's manager makes servers come in to clean and fires them when they finish. That's an asshole move.
Chili's, huh?
Chili's at the airport. Coronavirus has claimed more Central Florida jobs, this time those of servers at the Orlando International Airport Chili's. Worse, the workers were called in and asked to disinfect and clean the entire restaurant before being individually taken aside and terminated. According to News 13, which interviewed the workers.
That's messed up. At least tell them beforehand, guys. You know, hey.
Well, you know, if you tell them beforehand, they're not going to clean.
No, tell them, hey, guys, look, we're not going to be, you know, obviously you've read the news. This is not going to anytime soon. We're going to have to furlough you. And however, for those of you that want to come in, we'll pay you an extra $5 per hour or whatever it is. We could use some help, you know, shutting it down and cleaning everything up. We'll pay you double or overtime or whatever it may be and give them the opportunity.
That would be the ethical thing to do.
Right.
However, quote, we were disinfecting all the tabletops, moving the booths, scrubbing the floorboards, wiping down all the walls, bleaching everything, mopping. Server Amarellis Medina told News 13, quote, after we had already cleaned, we were then told we were being laid off, Medina said. I had a panic attack and I almost fainted. I was dropping to the floor. I couldn't breathe and I have asthma too, so everything was out of control. Servers in most restaurants clean their own stations and do side work chores to set up the kitchen and beverage station. During this time, servers are paid the state's tipped minimum wage, as little as $5.54 an hour. At first, the Chili's servers thought the deep cleaning was in response to the coronavirus. Earlier in March, the airport announced the intensive cleaning of the entire airport, especially, quote, high touch point areas, unquote. Without customers or tips during that time, the servers were paid significantly less to clean than a non-tipped custodial worker would have made, which is $8.46 an hour. Less than a week earlier, their bosses had assured them that hours would be reduced, but no one would be laid off. The airport issued a separate statement on Friday notifying the public about changing hours for concession stands and restaurants. Quote, in order to observe guidelines, a number of chairs have been removed to encourage social distancing within our facility, said the statement. Out of 1,053 flights scheduled for Friday, 137 were canceled, including 65 arrivals and 72 departures. An original spring break projection estimated 76,841 passengers would come through MCO, but only 33,833 actually did. That's less than half.
Mm-hmm.
Other restaurant employees at the airport food court are still on the job today, hoping their managers don't try to pull the same trick on them. The restaurant is operated by franchisee HMS Host, not the parent company of Chili's Grill and Bar, Brinker International, which owns and franchises the brand. So it wasn't Chili's that did this. It was
the franchise.
Individual franchise.
That's still messed up. That's just shitty.
That is totally a shitty move.
That's the only words I can use to describe as shitty.
Yep. Save what, like $300-$400 on payroll when they're paying them that little anyway?
That's shitty. Tell them beforehand and tell them, look, this is it. Be honest with them and tell them, hey, I'll pay you, you know, what's the minimum wage is $8. I'll pay you, you know, $12 an hour, you know, and can give you 8 hours worth of work if you want to come, knowing everybody's not going to show up. But
right.
If you want to make some extra money, some of them will, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just shitty.
All right. Are you ready to fill in the blank, Phil?
Yep. I got it this week.
You got it?
I'm on it.
All right. Fill in the blank. Florida woman shot a burglar who entered her home because blanks were chasing him.
Anacondas.
Incorrect.
What? Damn it. Who entered home because...
I'll give you a hint. There's no way these things were actually chasing him.
Monkeys.
Incorrect.
Ghost.
Incorrect.
Shit.
You were closest with anaconda.
I was?
You were, because those are reptiles, obviously.
It wasn't dolphins, was it?
Dolphins are not reptiles.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you got a good point there.
And technically, neither are dinosaurs, but they're the closest thing that she thought, got now.
How would have I ever gotten dinosaurs?
I don't know. Maybe you would have saw the...
Where's Travis when I need him?
No clue. From Fox6Now.com, a Florida man was shot by a mother of three after deputies say he broke into her Deltona, Florida home early Tuesday morning on March 31st because he thought that dinosaurs were chasing him. Dinosaurs.
Wait a minute. Wait. Oh, I got it backwards. I thought the mother shot him because there were dinosaurs chasing him.
No. The guy that broke into the house thought...
So he thought dinosaurs were chasing him, so he broke into the house and then he got shot.
Yes.
What kind of dinosaur was it? Velociraptors?
Well, let's see. Officials with the Volusia County Sheriff's Office said this happened at a home on the 2600 block of Libby Court. According to deputies, Joseph Roberts, age 32, tried to break into the home around 5:45 a.m. by shattering a front window. The woman inside, a 42-year-old mother with several teenagers in the house, called 911 saying, "I don't want to shoot him, but I'm going to have to. Get out of my window. Get out of my window." Sheriff Mike Chitwood said during a press conference that the mother gave White several verbal warnings to leave, and when he didn't, she opened fire. When deputies arrived, the sheriff said they found Roberts in the house, and he had quite an interesting story. He told us that the dinosaurs were chasing him, and he thought he got some bad weed, said Chitwood.
He was smoking weed at 5:30 in the morning?
Well, maybe it was a long night, but he was definitely right about one of those two things that he thought. White was airlifted to Central Florida Regional Hospital in Sanford with injuries not believed to be life-threatening after he was shot in the forearm. Quote, "He's lucky she was a bad shot," said Chitwood. Chitwood said they were seeking an enhanced penalty for committing a burglary during a national emergency. Quote, "I guess the only explanation is watch where you're buying your weed at during this time," said Chitwood.
Damn.
So she shot him through the window and hit him in the arm.
Or he was inside when he came.
Oh, he was
in
inside.
The window.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because when the cops got there, he was in the house still.
And she shot him in the arm.
Yep.
In the forearm.
Obviously, he couldn't open the door after that because he was still inside.
I could understand raptors. I mean, obviously they were small enough mm-hmm. that they could chase him. Now, Brontosaurus is probably not. You know, they're not very fast.
No.
T-Rexes,
you know,
they were pretty quick.
You had
little short arms, though. Little short arms. Yeah. Good.
Well, no. But they'll bite your head off.
Good, yeah.
But the Brontosaurus, you know, they look slow, but they're so big, they don't have to move that fast relative
to
their body
size.
They
cover a lot of ground. Right. But
they cover a lot of ground.
But you probably would have heard them coming.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, Barney, if it was Barney the dinosaur after
Then they should have shot the damn dinosaur. Then they should have shot the dinosaur.
Well, I'm sure he could have kicked Barney's ass. He's like a toothless T-Rex.
Yeah,
because he's just got that one big tooth that goes.
Now,
all
pterodactyl,
the way
those are birds. So if they were chasing him, that inside the house would be plausible because they, you know, he's trying
to swoop down.
Swoop down. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I call bullshit to the story, but if he was high, that's all he could come up with. This would have been one of those points that it might not have been worth it to tell the truth to the police. Even though you thought it was dinosaurs. You may have thought it was dinosaurs, but at that moment when you sobered up enough when the cops were there, you might should have come up with another story.
Like?
Mexican mob was chasing me. Something other than dinosaurs.
Well, then you got to deal with the problem of, well, why would the mob be interested in you?
Because I bought some weed. And apparently I bought it from the wrong people because it was bad weed. The mob's at, yeah, the cartel's after me.
I would venture to say
Scarface is right around the corner.
If you're hallucinating dinosaurs, that isn't bad.
I know.
You got something extra in there for your mind.
I think that was one of those times you should have come up with something else. Or I don't know, something. I thought this is where I lived. I'm stoned.
Yeah.
I lost my key, so I broke in the window. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. And yeah, you shot me in the arm.
Many houses look the same.
Yeah. That's what I would have said. So that's what I took away from this is you ain't always got to tell the truth when the truth is a complete illogical explanation. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Make your alibi plausible is what
you're
saying.
There we go. That's a good way of putting it, Joel. That's very articulate. That's nice. All righty. Story number 5. Florida woman's gender reveal burned down a 10-acre forest. Brevard County is under a burn ban, and Brevard County Fire Rescue Chief Bark Schollmeyer, right? It is Stollmeyer, right?
I would say Schollmeyer.
Oh, I was close. I had the Meyer right.
Like Muscle Shoals and then Meyer. But yeah, you got the Meyer right.
We're going to call him Chief Mark.
I would hope you would get Meyer right since that's half the city you live in.
So I'm said people need to follow the rules, especially during this coronavirus pandemic. They have already seen an increase in fires, like a 10-acre fire that happened Saturday in the Grant Valkyria region. We were informed that it was caused by a gender reveal using Tannerite and a weapon.
He you ever said. Shoot Tannerite?
No.
You know what that is?
No.
That's basically explosives that you shoot and explode when it's hit with a
projectile.
Projectile, yes. My cousin's house actually, her garage got blown up because somebody who didn't like her put a whole bunch of Tannerite in front of the garage and shot at it from the street.
So it blows up. Pretty big, huh?
Well, if you got a lot of it, yeah, you're not supposed to use a lot. You want a small target, but I mean, it's a cool effect. You should Google or look up on YouTube some Tannerite.
Can you buy it? I mean, just straight up.
Yeah, you can get it.
It's not like dynamite.
No, because it's safe in just its
unshot state. Form.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. You got to really shoot it with. You got to shoot it.
You got to shoot it. Okay. Up. All right. Something as seemingly as innocent as a gender reveal can turn into a large-scale disaster where homes are threatened, he said. Scholemeyer said incidents like that can strain their resources.
Quote, especially, like a 10-acre fire? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Especially during all these potential COVID responses and medical responses, it can quickly overwhelm resources. And by that, I mean it will leave no resource to respond to those medical calls when needed.
Yep.
We want to prevent those wildfires starting carelessly by, let's say, fireworks, campfires, open trash, and burning bonfires. Those types of incidents can escalate rapidly. The outdoor equipment utilizing internal combustion engines like ATV, lawnmowers, and the like, make sure they have a spark arrestor on them, he said. The Brevard County burn ban, which prohibits open burning, comes with up to a $500 fine and or jail time if violated. So she burned down 10 acres when they blew up. The Tannerite.
You wanted the blue smoke or the pink
smoke. The pink smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that? Well, obviously you saw it because it was pretty close to your house. There was a big brush fire over by the airport in Fort Myers.
It was. They burned. It was from best we could, from I have been able to ascertain from my sources, well-informed sources. Mm-hmm. It was due to the hot exhaust of the cars being parked in the field. So
yeah, with there the were. Grass. Long dry grass.
Correct. And so since there's no one traveling, Hertz and somebody else parked all of their unused rental cars in this big field with no space between them or no break between them.
Nope.
And they caught the grass on fire, burned 3,000, over 3,500 cars were destroyed.
Yeah. There was like six, they had to call in firefighters from like,
They
all
called in
the
helicopters from Punta Gorda, I believe. Over 3,500.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 3,500. And
so we did the math. Let's say 3,500 cars times, let's say each car cost, let's just say $25,000 just on average.
Yep.
That's $88 million in cars blowed up.
I'd hate to be their insurance company.
Who made that decision to put them in the field of a dry field with hot exhaust and set the damn thing on fire? They showed video and it was obviously black smoke everywhere with the cars burning and the the cars were exploding, tires were exploding, the airbags were exploding, everything was it was just jumping from one to the other and it burned up. It was 3,500 cars.
Yeah, you could see the smoke from our house and we don't live anywhere near there.
So it was just due east of us. So it was, we could definitely see it.
Did you smell it?
So
where you were?
No, it was, the wind was blowing south. Yeah, it was nasty. Yeah, it was, that was a massive, massive, rut row.
That is a Florida man incident
Scooby-Doo.
Right there.
Yeah. Rut row. Might want to rethink that one next time. But they're running out of places to put the cars because they have that's how many cars that they normally have in circulation with the traffic, especially during season and spring break and everything. Then nobody's here, so they had to do something with all the cars.
Yep.
They put them in the field and burnt the field up and then burned all the cars up. It's not funny, but it's a little bit.
It's a little bit funny. Well, and they're also saying that that a lot of people are going to be getting refunds from their auto insurance. Because nobody's out driving to work every day.
Oh, I know. I ain't heard that.
Yeah. So it's like Allstate and one of the other ones. They're going to be issuing refunds to their customers.
Huh. I ain't heard that.
That leads us into our final story of the night. From MuscleCarsAndTrucks.com, Florida man wrecks his brand new C8 Corvette Stingray Z51. Brand new.
Brand new.
Of course, it was bound to happen. A Florida man recently took delivery of a 2020 C8 Corvette Stingray Z51 and broke it within 24 hours. Brand new.
It is.
According to social media posts, an alleged drunk driver was involved in the crash and is being blamed for the accident. In a Facebook video, the owner says, "Thank God for insurance, because that bitch is shot." With a smashed front end, airbag deployment, and smashed lights, this C8 is indeed shot. The old Hyundai it T-boned fared worse, but everybody appears to be okay.
That's about an $80,000 car. Okay, I just want to see how much it cost.
Oh, yeah, I went and priced it, and if you add all the options onto it, you can get up over six figures.
Yeah.
There's bound to be other C8 Corvette crashes in the future. Even engineers found ways to wreck them during development and validation testing, but hopefully things are kept to a minimum. It's not as if there's plenty to go around, after all. It'll likely be a while before the owner is able to replace his C8 Corvette Stingray Z51 with another one. The coronavirus pandemic has halted production of the mid-engine sports car and has put customers waiting on their order in a state of flux. Chevrolet has halted any further 2020 Corvette orders. What's happening instead is that customers will get bumped to the 2021 model year.
So how did he get... He got T-boned by a Hyundai?
He T-boned a Hyundai. Hyundai probably ran a stop light.
Okay.
Damn. And the Hyundai's driver was drunk.
Oh, that's just shitty luck.
We got the Space Coasties. Let me add them to the stream here.
Well, how come you add them, but you won't? I can't see them.
Here, let me do it. There we go.
Oh, no.
Well, how come they get why didn't you put... Hey. You told me you couldn't do it. You lied.
I didn't lie. Here, I'll add Steve in, too. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
He's not talking. Oh, he just waved. All right.
Okay. And Dana, hi.
Hey.
Thank you for the vodka that
I'll be right back.
Great. Something I said?
No, he's probably going to get that vodka to show that he hasn't drank it all yet.
Hold on. I don't have a thing, so I have to hold it.
Oh, okay.
Just lost you. There we go.
We can see you, but
yeah, I got to tell you, we ordered a pecan pie rum from Tennessee. Oh my gosh.
Ooh, amazing. That sounds good.
Yeah. How do you like the glasses?
They're cool. They're cool. They're still at Phil's house. And, actually that day that we got them and cracked into the vodka, that was the last time we recorded together. So,
that's so sad.
Yeah. Well, I'm
get back there.
Setting up the new studio. So yeah.
Cool.
We will.
Yeah.
There you go. Wonderful.
Yeah. I had one.
It looks like it's
shot.
Yeah. We're on a experiment. Well, actually, we're we ran out of Tito's, and this was next on the list. This is actually very, very good, by the way.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I was up there a couple of months ago when I sent it to you guys, and I was telling Joel that we got a pecan pie rum that they make.
Ooh!
Wow!
Really?
It's amazing.
I've had pecan whiskey. No, peanut. That's peanut whiskey, not pecan. I've had peanut whiskey.
Yeah, peanut butter whiskey is good, too.
I think they do one of those, but they do a pecan pie. Oh, my God. Is it amazing?
You guys would
love it. I'll send you one of those next time.
Where'd you get it? Where was this at?
It's Tennessee Hills Distillery. It's in the oldest city in Tennessee. A couple of guys bought the, that's what's his name back there. There he is. Where'd he go? Oh, there he is. He's going to be a movie star someday. They bought a salt house that used to distribute salt to the area, and they used their own, blood, sweat, and tears and material from their farm, and they refurbished it. It is the coolest place. And they built their own stills, and they're adding on to the distillery. It's going to be really, really nice. Cool. They're sold locally in the stores up there.
Was it Chattanooga?
Not Jonesboro, but one of those. It's the oldest city in Tennessee. So it's really cute.
Cool.
I think it's on the label of the vodka.
I guess I could look on that, huh?
Yeah.
Jonesboro. Yeah, Jonesboro, Tennessee.
Jonesboro, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
It is. Actually, it's really good.
He doesn't. They won't say hi to you.
Oh, well, I'll go away then.
Chris wants to say hi, but I said no.
You pulled a rank?
He's over there.
That's my not-so-loving wife.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, man.
I'll say hi.
Her is.
Hey, guys.
Oh, sweet. Hey. The swimming pool.
Tennessee.
Do what now?
He wants to know if you enjoyed the Tennessee vodka.
Well, it's an inch left in it, so that's
apparently
it.
Phil has enjoyed it a lot more than I have.
But, here's the problem you have, Phil. I sent it to Joel's address.
Yeah, he made the mistake of bringing it here and leaving it though.
Right?
I made the mistake of leaving it. Is what it was? Yeah.
Yeah, he left the vodka, took the liquid ass with him. So that I think that worked out pretty well. I think that worked out great.
Well, we sure do enjoy your show. You guys keep it up, okay?
Thank you.
That's awesome.
We appreciate it.
We love it. You guys are awesome. Hoping that we can meet you sometime.
Would love that.
So you're, we were supposed to be up in Daytona this month, but the event we were going to got canceled. So we go to Daytona.
Yeah, we're not
going
anywhere, right? Not right
for
now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, but if I don't hurry up and get out of here soon, I'm going to lose my shit. So,
well, that would be terrible. I don't want to find it if you lose it.
I know, right? I cleaned out. I was working. This is how bad it is. So I cleaned. I worked in the garage. They cleaned out. I found one of those, what they call M95 or whatever those, the mask, the painter's mask mm-hmm. thing. I actually found one. Never been open. So now I figure I can go out in public and not worry about
Publix.
It. Yeah, and I go to Publix.
There we go.
Actually, I do better with just my do-rag. I do the do-rag over my face like cowboy style. Yeah, that mm-hmm. that tends to intimidate a little bit more and, you know, gives that little that kind of gangster look that I'm going for.
You're totally gangster.
Yeah. Out there with. I know, right?
Here, let me.
Guys, I've got to go take care of some stuff.
No.
But it sure was nice to see you.
All right, see you.
Hey,
thanks, Dana.
Thanks, Dana.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, we've got Dr. Heather here.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good.
Why
how
are you
doing?
Going around in circles?
Why am I going around in circles?
There's
yeah, you're making me dizzy. What are you doing?
Well, here, let me turn the fan off. I didn't
realize there's a fan above you. I thought you were like spinning around in circles.
No,
that was freaking me out.
All right, I turned the fan off. It'll take a minute for it to.
That's
stop
fine.
Spinning.
That's fine. I swear to God, when you first popped up, I thought you were like you were holding the phone and you're like spinning around in circles.
No.
Well, you actually cleaned up a little bit tonight. Did you have a date today? Is that you actually cleaned up a little bit?
First of all, ouch.
That was a compliment. I'm saying you look nice tonight. I mean, which as opposed to the other nights, but you know, you cleaned up a little bit.
Well, yeah, I had work this morning at the ambulance service, so I did my hair and stuff.
Oh, shit. Hang on.
What'd you do?
God damn it, Phil.
I had one job. I got it. I'm back. I'm good. So she's the only one in here right now?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right. Not that's good. I'm just saying that I just want to make sure that I didn't say something offensive to others. I don't care what
she's... recording an episode? It was Wednesday, and you sent me... So I was on the phone with my dad when you sent me that link. That's why I am joining late, but I didn't realize something was going to be happening.
We didn't either. Yeah. He had to... No. Well, go ahead, Joel.
Yeah, so we're moving into our new house. So last night, moving crap out of storage into the house took a lot longer than I expected. So we just postponed to today.
So he tells me, no, let's get the real story. So we did a guest podcast, a guest spot.
Oh, right.
At 5 o'clock with a beer, beer?
Florida Beer Podcast.
Florida Beer Podcast. No, blog. Florida Beer Blog.
Well, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
so anyway,
both.
Point
these both.
I did see that. I have a very hilarious story to tell you later about why I didn't watch, why I was not there for that, but. Go on.
Well, I hadn't been to the store in a while, so the only beer I got is some Coors Light in there and a little Mick Ultra. So I can't go show up to a beer craft beer podcast with a Coors Light. So I just was honest and said I brought the Tito's, well, the vodka. And so he said, so what are you drinking today? I said I got I don't have a beer. And I wasn't bringing Coors Light on here, so I'm drinking Tito's. He said, I honestly expected that, and that's okay. Like, sweet, I'm off. Yay, me. So we'll do the outro real quick. And Heather, you can stick around for the Patreon story.
Okay.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
They prefer the Sunshine State.
All right, that's the show for this week, folks. Please subscribe to Florida Men wherever you're hearing us right now or at floridamenpodcast.com/subscribe.
And please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. We'll read your review on the show, and it really helps us get found by new listeners.
We are at Florida Men Pod on all the social media thingies. Our email is floridamenpodcast@gmail.com, and our voicemail is 567-432-9674.
If you'd like to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes. Or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra, Julia, and Wally.
At the Tampa tier, Colin, David, Jason, Kat, Michael D., Michael M., One Foot in the Grave podcast, Patrick, Randy, Roxanne, and Stephanie.
At the Tallahassee tier, we have Allison, Koneth, Erica, Heather, JP, June, Kurt, Matt, Matthew from Washington State, my boy, Nicole, Paradise After Dark podcast, Sarah, Taya, and Tony.
At the Daytona tier, we have Jessica, Katie, Kim, and Mia.
And at the Orlando tier, we have my good friend Steve and Danielle. And at the Miami tier, we got the Space Coasties and my boy Travis.
This week, our Patreon bonus story is about a new place to hide your weed when the cops search you. And you can only hear it if you're one of our Patreon subscribers.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in the Orlando Airport Chili's.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man, and Tracy can kiss my ass.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC, all rights reserved.